With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In a park in West Baltimore, an arched stone bridge rises over a stream called the Gwynns Falls, which flows into Baltimore's Inner Harbor and the Chesapeake Bay. Although the bridge is beautiful and the trees beside the stream are blossoming, when you look closely at the river, you see the Gwynns Falls is troubled, with a whirlpool of sludge under the bridge and a raft of styrofoam cups and plastic bottles. Alice Volpitta is water quality scientist for Blue Water Baltimore, a nonprofit that is fighting to clean up this and other city waterways. She points to a sign beside a sewer on the banks of the river.
Baltimore City Department of Public Works has posted a temporary health warning sign next to this manhole to indicate that there's recently been some sort of sewage overflow coming out of this manhole. And if you get closer, you can smell the sewage.
Sewage overflows are a well-documented problem in Baltimore, and Blue Water Baltimore has gone to court to try to force the city to fix the problem. But the organization is also contending with an even bigger issue, rising water levels. Volpitta points up into the trees lining the stream.
Some of the debris that you see up in the trees is just wind blown and it gets caught in the trees, but a majority of it you can actually see is sitting around the same level in the tree line. So you can use these plastic bags that are caught in the trees as kind of a high water mark. And over time, the more and more rain we get flowing off of the landscape, the higher those flows are going to be.
Blue Water Baltimore partnered with scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey recently to conduct a study of 20 years of water monitoring data on the Gwynns Falls. The study found that climate change is contributing to a significant increase in rainfall, which means higher river flows and more runoff pollution being flushed off the land and into the Chesapeake Bay. For example, in 1999, 40 inches of rain and snow fell at a monitoring station near the Gwynns Falls. And in 2016, it was 60 inches, or 50% more, according to the data. Although there are annual ups and downs, in 1999, there were 20 rainstorms, and in 2016, there were 30. According to U.S. Geological Survey, this general upward trend is true throughout the Chesapeake Bay watershed. The Baltimore study found that investments in improved sewer lines and stormwater pollution control projects do work to reduce pollution. But even more investments in this pollution control infrastructure will be needed to compensate for the increased rainfall driven by climate change.
There's a lot of work to be done, but environmental groups throughout the region are doing that work. And this study is really important because it shows that the work that we're doing is having a positive impact on our waterways.
To hear more about what needs to be done to clean up the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, join Blue Water Baltimore, WYPR, and other partners tonight at 6 p.m. at the George Peabody Library at 17 East Mount Vernon Place in Baltimore for a discussion of the future of the Chesapeake Bay and a launch party for the release of my book, The Chesapeake in Focus. Free food, drinks, and live music, all are welcome. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. In a park in West Baltimore, an arched stone bridge rises over a stream called the Gwynns Falls, which flows into Baltimore's Inner Harbor and the Chesapeake Bay. Although the bridge is beautiful and the trees beside the stream are blossoming, when you look closely at the river, you see the Gwynns Falls is troubled, with a whirlpool of sludge under the bridge and a raft of styrofoam cups and plastic bottles. Alice Volpitta is water quality scientist for Blue Water Baltimore, a nonprofit that is fighting to clean up this and other city waterways. She points to a sign beside a sewer on the banks of the river.
Baltimore City Department of Public Works has posted a temporary health warning sign next to this manhole to indicate that there's recently been some sort of sewage overflow coming out of this manhole. And if you get closer, you can smell the sewage.
Sewage overflows are a well-documented problem in Baltimore, and Blue Water Baltimore has gone to court to try to force the city to fix the problem. But the organization is also contending with an even bigger issue, rising water levels. Volpitta points up into the trees lining the stream.
Some of the debris that you see up in the trees is just wind blown and it gets caught in the trees, but a majority of it you can actually see is sitting around the same level in the tree line. So you can use these plastic bags that are caught in the trees as kind of a high water mark. And over time, the more and more rain we get flowing off of the landscape, the higher those flows are going to be.
Blue Water Baltimore partnered with scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey recently to conduct a study of 20 years of water monitoring data on the Quinns Falls. The study found that climate change is contributing to a significant increase in rainfall, which means higher river flows and more runoff pollution being flushed off the land and into the Chesapeake Bay. For example, in 1999, 40 inches of rain and snow fell at a monitoring station near the Quinns Falls. And in 2016, it was 60 inches, or 50% more, according to the data. Although there are annual ups and downs, in 1999, there were 20 rainstorms, and in 2016, there were 30. According to U.S. Geological Survey, this general upward trend is true throughout the Chesapeake Bay watershed. The Baltimore study found that investments in improved sewer lines and stormwater pollution control projects do work to reduce pollution. But even more investments in this pollution control infrastructure will be needed to compensate for the increased rainfall driven by climate change.
There's a lot of work to be done, but environmental groups throughout the region are doing that work. And this study is really important because it shows that the work that we're doing is having a positive impact on our waterways.
To hear more about what needs to be done to clean up the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, join Blue Water Baltimore, WYPR, and other partners tonight at 6 p.m. at the George Peabody Library at 17 East Mount Vernon Place in Baltimore for a discussion of the future of the Chesapeake Bay and a launch party for the release of my book, The Chesapeake in Focus. Free food, drinks, and live music, all are welcome. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.